Yeah, I'm here. I think this is something that is such an auspicious event that we could not have foreseen it nor planned it in any way. It was so beautiful. This aspect of the mother and the divine feminine is so important. It has no gender separation like we experience in a human body. Because regardless whether you occupy a feminine body, a female body, or a male body, both aspects of the divine are present within you, that mother energy as well as the father energy. And I think we've been so programmed from the patriarchal viewpoint that we totally miss that. And this event was such that it implants that in that no time, no space convergence vortex that is so important in the upliftment of the planet, of Mother Earth herself, to bring everything in a unified expression where there's no limitation of time or space of any kind. It is such a significant event that happened. I just am blown away by it.
All of it was totally unexpected. You know, could not have, as you said, foreseen any of it. And I went out there without any kind of a plan, and it just all unfolded just as it should have. When I shared Raphael's email with Joan on Sunday, we both had the very strong knowing that that being was Andromedan, and that her ship was not a ship in the way most people see a ship. What we have received that it's just a light vehicle for a light being. She's been very present since she's been introduced to me through this email, and of course, and she's now very much present with each of you in our crucible. I asked her name, and I can hear her, but it's not a word. It's a sound frequency, and maybe as I sit with it more, I'll get something that I can verbally share with you, but right now I can't because it's an energetic sound frequency.
Well, I think that another significant point here is that when our group went together and visited that vortex, no time, no space, this time-space convergent point, back in 2018, Milena? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We had no idea how that laid the groundwork or the foundation for what was to follow over 2 years later. It made a real strong connection with every member of our crucible. Everyone in a human body and those who don't have human bodies that are part of that crucible. And it was very evident as to me, as Gabriel led us in that meditation, that he connected every piece and part of that equation. for the upliftment of Earth itself, but also bringing in that important part of the divine essence is not being separate but united into one magnificent expression in a human form. So it's just, you know, and of course this evening we had a whole different agenda planned, and when I spoke to you on Sunday I knew that was off the table for the time being. Until this could be put in place. And the other thing that I noticed that this group, Rafaela and Michael's group, is not just the run-of-the-mill group. I mean, they do some awesome work and are very evolved beings. And they provided that physical presence as a stand-in group for our group. And I saw that so clearly. So that our crucible received and was part of that ceremony.
Mm. Well, and theirs too, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
For that group as well.
Right, though they didn't fully, they don't have the foundation that we have because we've been working with that energy for a few years now.
Yep.
So it's just amazing how things are transpiring and evolving for our personal ascension, each one of us, as the individual, but yet as this group functions, as our crucible and membership functions to bring about a transcendence out of the separation of the earthly realm. I mean, we play such a really significant part in that. And if you didn't realize it before, I know you, just by listening to this, that you can feel the energy.
Well, and before, and this should not be go unmentioned, Melena, thank you so much for being the go-between for us and everybody else that you performed this ceremony that was so significant. So thank you. We couldn't have done it without you, girl.
Well, I just, you know, I'm honored to have been a part of it. And, you know, and Michael and Raphael, you know, as those of you who came through Mastering Alchemy, you know, this Michael and Raphael are part of that backstory of all of that. So, you know, those that came from, you know, Jim came from through BPI. Michael Tamara took over when the founder and the original teacher of BPI, Lewis, when he became ill, Michael actually took over running the BPI center.
I didn't know that. Huh.
So, yeah, you know, and so those who came from Mastering Alchemy, so there's that connective point all the way back all those years ago. And I never had the privilege of meeting Lewis, who founded that, who started that BPI, and it's in the 70s, I can't remember exactly, 73 or 75. But in 98, when I went to an intensive in Chico, a lady who had taken care of him during his last years, Lewis's last years, was there, and I felt a very strong connection to Lewis, and time to time through these many years, his presence has shown up, and for some reason in the last few weeks before this event happened, I was aware of Lewis again in my presence, and now I know why.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, it's, we need to keep backing up and looking at the broader picture, and how all the concentric rings go together and how we all are so truly connected. And, you know, we're just part of something so much bigger. And, you know, our group, our contained group is so important to that uplifting, as Joan says, and the realization that we are part of this broader continuum of people who are here to affect change and affect the ascension and bring the healing back to the earth. And just as our group is, they had people on the boat that day came from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So now they take these energetics back out all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it's just a coming and a going and a sharing and I don't know. I was mind blown, you know. It was one of those days when I came home. The energetics had been so high, I could do nothing for the rest of the day. I had to go lay down, and that's not something I do during the day. And,
wow.
You know, and unless the energetics are really high, I'm not effective that way out there anymore. But this day was off the chart, and, you know, and then now I realize we have the Andromedan being with us, and, you know, so it all of these other components came in that I, in the moment as things were happening, I was not even aware of. Anyway, it's been an honor and a privilege, you know, of this journey and, you know, and to be a part of this with all of you guys. And I'm just very excited where it's going to go next. And I mean, this event has kind of, I don't know if changed, but it certainly shifted what some of the things now that will be leading up to the conference and what we may now have an opportunity to do in the conference that we may not have had an opportunity to do had this event not happened as it happened. So those little connective dots and the things that are just being orchestrated that are beyond our human. We're not making it happen. We're allowing to be in the flow and going with it. And, you know, and it's just a beautiful process all the way around.
Right. Well, again, Elsa, we really do appreciate you very, very much. And we might as well open the discussion to the group to see if there might be any questions or comments about what happened.
Yeah. I think it's important to not get into our mental processing of this, but realize that it is a very deep seeding within us that will unfold and flower the closer we get to the conference. And I think it also will shift the teachings somewhat in preparation for the conference in the things that will be covered. There's a lot of wounding that took place on the earth since the fall. And I think that this is part of that healing of that wounding, especially in the masculine and feminine that we covered at the very beginning of Seeding of the Divine about the wounding that holds us back because of our gender. So I think that was a huge significant, and that mother energy, that nurturing mother energy, is so important at this time to start to heal that wounding within each one of us, but within the collective consciousness of all humanity, and not just limited to the earth. There was a galactic wounding that took place. So I just think that fasten your seatbelts because I think the next few months are going to be something.
Well, they mentioned 5 years, you know, and so I think that will give them plenty of time and all of us plenty of time to absorb all this and be able to implement it.
Right. I do, too. So I would ask everyone to, we would like to hear if you have a comment or a specific question, but also take that within yourself and sit with it and let those seeds begin to grow within you individually as well as within us collectively. So if anybody would like to speak up, just press star six. We'd love to hear from you.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.